welcome to our service for the 12th Sunday after Trinity. Our preacher and intercessor today will be Fran. It's also the first time when she's had a look at putting this online and CD service together, which is a new departure for her. We begin with the hymn, At the Name of Jesus, Every Knee Shall Bow. It's time for our prayers of penitence. We begin as usual with the Kyries, the threefold ancient prayer for mercy, which had been part of Christian service of Holy Communion since the 5th century. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you came to reconcile us to the Father. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus, by your cross many children are brought to glory. Christ, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you search our hearts by your indwelling Spirit. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Almighty God, have mercy upon us. Pardon and deliver us from all our sins. Confirm and strengthen us in all goodness. And keep us in eternal life. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The Collect for the 12th Sunday after Trinity. Almighty and everlasting God, you are always more ready to hear than we to pray, and to give more than either we desire or deserve. Pour down upon us the abundance of your mercy, forgiving us those things of which our conscience is afraid, and giving us those good things which we are not worthy to ask, but through the merits and mediation of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The Old Testament reading is from the book of Proverbs, chapter 9. Wisdom has built her house. She has hewn her seven pillars. She has slaughtered her animals. She has mixed her wine. She has also set her table. She has sent out her servant girls. She calls from the highest places in the town. You that are simple, turn in here. To those without sense, she says, come, eat of my bread and drink of the wine I have mixed. Lay aside immaturity and live and walk in the way of insight. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The New Testament reading is from the fifth chapter of the letter of Paul to the Ephesians. Brothers and sisters, be careful then how you live, not as unwise people, but as wise, making the most of the time, because the days are evil. So do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit, as you sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs among yourselves, singing and making melody to the Lord in your hearts, giving thanks to God the Father at all times and for everything, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Jesus and his glory, of Jesus and
The Gospel reading is from John chapter 6, verses 51 to 58. Jesus said to the crowd, "I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats of this bread will live forever, and the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh." The Jews then disputed among themselves, saying, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" So Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood have eternal life, and I will raise them up on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood abide in me, and I in them. Just as the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so whoever eats me will live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven, not like that which your ancestors ate and they died, but those who eat this bread will live forever. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God."
When I was young, I wasn't particularly keen on the word reverence. I think it was probably because, as a child, you were dragged to places that were boring or to an environment that didn't quite suit you. And I sort of ended up with my worship as a child feeling disreverent because I felt I was bored or it was just being told to keep quiet all the time. But throughout my life since then, I've often been called upon to lead worship and singing in particular. And I've grown to like and love some of the modern hymns and worship songs, as well as keeping my love for the more traditional ones. However, I have met some opposition to my hymn choices in the past. Some people have felt that they weren't reverent enough. That's what they told me, at least. At one place, I was even given a list of reverently approved songs and hymns from which I could choose the Sunday worship songs and hymns from, because the congregation felt that I wasn't reverent enough and I didn't understand it. Maybe to some, the act of being reverent before God means singing songs written in the 19th century or before, dressed in your Sunday best, hat on for the ladies, keeping your hands down and being quiet. I don't know about you, but that definition just doesn't sound right. Recently in a sermon, I spoke about obedience and I posed this question. Have you often wanted to know how to live with less problems and with less stress? I should have added, do you want to go to heaven? Because that is what is most important. What we're talking about today can help with this too. I don't know what kind of life you want for yourselves, but does a day filled with peace sound good? How about a week of pure joy or a month of well-being? How about the assurance that if you died today, you would go to heaven? And how would you live that life? By loving and respecting God, so that all you want to do with your life is to obey him. But what in the world does this have to do with reverence, I hear you say? The answer is everything. When a human being chooses to make decisions based on what they want to do, or on what the world tells them is okay to do, rather than on what God wants or God says is okay, they can often suffer some pretty extreme consequences. Just go to a bar late on a Friday or Saturday evening, and you'll see this lived out in real time. Now, some of you are wondering just what in the world your priest knows about bars open on a Friday and Saturday evening, but that's for another time. But that's not what God says in our reading this morning, and it's not what he asks of us. God says in the reading, don't get drunk. But the world often says it's okay to get drunk, just so long as you don't drive. But how does a person who is drunk listen to wise counsel so that they don't drive? Our reading tells us that we shouldn't be drunk on wine, because that will ruin your lives. Instead, be filled with the Holy Spirit, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs among yourselves, and making music to the Lord in your hearts. And give thanks for everything to God, the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So the Bible clearly tells us here, don't drink in excess. This is what God wants. And it doesn't take a rocket scientist to make the connection that there are a lot of problems in our world which occur because people don't listen to God. There's a lot of drinking, a bit other abusive addictions, violence, to name but a few. God only wants good things in our lives. That's why he gave us his word. What St. Paul is teaching us in Ephesians chapter 5 is not really the risks of drinking alcohol as we know it. He's also addressing reverence. He's saying that we can choose to live the way we want to, but if we want to go to heaven, if we want to live with our Creator forever, we need to live his way. So I hope that you love and respect God so that all you do with your life is to obey him. The reading says, don't get drunk, but instead be filled with the Holy Spirit. The problem with a lot of us who claim to be followers of Jesus is that we're too sober. I don't mean that again in the alcohol sense. We're not drunk at all on the Holy Spirit. Some might think that being reverent before God is being silent, bored, dressed up nice for a Sunday worship. But Paul says reverence is more like being drunk on God. Paul tells us what it means to be filled with the Holy Spirit too. He says that we should sing psalms, hymns and spiritual songs among ourselves and make music to the Lord in our hearts. And give thanks for everything to God, the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. This doesn't have anything to do with what we do with our worship on a Sunday morning. Paul is teaching the followers of Jesus, then and now, to live this way every day. If this was just about what we do on Sunday, Paul would have said so. God wants us to live with a grateful heart, with a praising heart, with a loving heart, with, as he put it, music in our hearts. Being reverent means to love and respect God, so that all you want to do with your life is to obey. And guess what a person who seeks in every moment to live for Jesus wants to do? They want to praise God, praise him with words, praise him with deeds, praise him with the way that they live. Jesus shares with us, his followers, that the greatest commandment is to love God and to love others. It is possible to love God and to love others. But how can we do that if we don't respect God? Think of it in terms of the military. We won't go there today because I've got 22 years' experience to count on. But Paul actually uses the military term, submit, in verse 21, which we didn't read today. He uses the word to interpret as being reverent. We don't use the word reverence much anymore. Often used more often, this is similar in its meaning, is the word respect. For those of us who claim Jesus as our Lord, we make a choice every day to submit ourselves to his authority. Jesus said, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. I'm not suggesting that God is like a five-star general or rear admiral. God tells us who and what he is. He's love. And in my 22 years experience, I don't think I ever met a general, an air chief marshal, or any senior rank that could define themselves as love. They did deserve respect, though, because of their rank. God doesn't earn our respect. You don't have to obey him. You can make a choice to do what you want rather than what he wants. He created you with the power to make your own choices. But here's what you must know. He receives our respect whether we give it to him or not. Every person will give God respect. For the scripture says, As surely as I live, says the Lord, every knee will bend to me, and every tongue will confess and give praise to God. And in St. Paul's letter to the Romans, in chapter 14, he tells us, we can choose to love and respect God so that all we want to do with our lives is to obey him. Or you can wait until you die and it's too late to confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is your authority. Either way, whether you do so while you're alive or you do so in your death, God will receive your respect. My prayer for you today is that you will love and respect God. That you will be filled with his Holy Spirit to live a life of praise. That you will have a song in your heart today for the eternity that God has provided you through Jesus Christ, our Lord. This is reverence. Amen.
Now it's time for our prayers. As I mentioned previously, our intercessions today will be led by Fran. We begin with the Lord's Prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. In ta dat anoitin an evai, sanctedia de enu, de led de dernas gunella de awishlis, megis an ev, vechli arithaer hevid. Dyna ni heddiw ein barob ein yddiol, y maddau i ni ein dyledion fel y maddeiwn ni na un dyledwyr. Ac nac arwain ni ym brofedigaeth, eith y gwared ni rhag drwg, canu saith o ti o'r dirnas a'r gallu ar y gogoniant yn oes oes oedd. Amen.
Everlasting God, we come before you in this time of prayer to give you thanks for all that you have done for us. We thank you for the beautiful morning, for the power of the sun, and for the beauty of our part of the Cardigan Bay. Help us to be aware of your presence and to hear your voice and make us always ready to obey and to do your will. We pray for the church throughout the world. Pray especially for our churches here in this Glen Eyre and coastal LMA. Its congregations and its people. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Creator God, your Son walked upon earth and taught us to seek your hand in the beauty and wonders of earth, sea and sky. We so often see too much of the evidence of poor stewardship in our surroundings, and it's easy to forget that the world belongs to you. Help us to recognise your presence in our modern world and help us to use more wisely the resources of the earth. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Gracious God, we thank you for our families, friends and neighbours, and for those around us with whom we work and share our daily lives. Give us a true awareness that we all share your world with others, and help us to make our homes welcoming places that reflect our Christian beliefs. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Mighty God, be close to all who are frightened because they are ill. Reassure them that because of the knowledge that you have given to modern medicine, that so it is that so many diseases can now be cured. We name before you those within our own ministries, within our own communities, within our own hearts, who are in need of prayer at this time. And we pray, Lord, for your healing, soothing, calming hand resting upon them. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Merciful God, we remember and thank you for the lives and examples of those who have died in the faith of Christ, and for the privilege of sharing our lives with them. Be with those who mourn, and open their minds that they may find hope and the will to carry on, despite the heaviness of heart that they are now experiencing. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Holy God, thank you for helping us to pray. Deepen our love and our loving so that as we daily pray throughout this coming week, we may do it with love and sincerity, in sure and certain knowledge of your abiding presence. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you.
the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your heart and mind in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, rest upon you and remain with you, this day and always. Amen.